Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Get the glory, get the glory out of our life. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Well, welcome to They Overcame. We are your hosts, Al and Billy Burns, and we are just so excited to be here. We've had a very busy week and a lot of things have gone on. We just want to thank the Lord for another day, for waking us up and giving us the strength to be able to do what we need to do. We just bless God. We are so happy. Last week we were able to attend the wedding of Michelle and Steve Jackson, and I haven't posted the one picture that I have, but the picture of them, the happy couple, and we just thanking God. There were guests. If you tuned in to us, there were guests. Actually, it was a year ago today, the 14th, that they were guests on our broadcast, and they were telling us how the Lord had brought them back together, and then they were guests again a couple of weeks ago, the week before their wedding, you know, to give us an update on what was happening, and they were able to minister to someone, and we're just thanking God for everything that he's doing on this ministry broadcast, because this is a ministry. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I am just blessed, just happy to be with the broadcast this morning, just excited about hearing what God has done again, because we just hear so much of the goodness of the Lord. And we know that he's good. We know that he's good all the time. We know that he even does exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And with that, we're just sometimes are often just blown away with some of the great testimonies that we hear, and we just expect to be just in awe again today of God's goodness. Just looking outside, the sun is shining. We've had lots of storms here. The trees are green, and just the goodness of God, just and his faithfulness. Just we have reminders of him all over the place, but the best reminder of all is when we just look back over our lives and think about all that he's done for us, and our soul can't help but just to cry out hallelujah and thank you, Lord, for saving us, for keeping us, and for walking with us day by day. Hallelujah.
Well, honey, before we get started, you want to open us up with prayer?
Father, in Jesus' name right now, we just thank you. We praise you. We honor you, for you are awesome. You are mighty. You are great. You are faithful. You are our Father. You are our God, our provider. You are the giver of every good and perfect gift. You just watch over us, Lord God, and we thank you for all that you do, all that you've done, and for every promise, Lord God, because we know that they will be fulfilled in our lives. And most of all, that promise is said you would never leave us nor forsake us, that you would supply our every need according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah. And that you are so concerned about us that we just know that that great day you promise to return and just receive us unto yourself, that we, where you are, we will be also. We thank you, Lord God, for every promise. Hallelujah. We thank you for this day. We thank you for our guest on today, Lord God. We pray that you be with her. Hallelujah. Let her, the anointing, Lord God, just be in control of this broadcast. We pray for, Lord God, all those that will listen in, whether today live, by way of the internet or by calling in, those who will listen through the archives because of the word of mouth that they've got. Lord, we just pray that you will just unctionize those who you have ordained to hear these words, to tune in however and whenever you choose to do that, Lord God. We just trust you, and we know that this ministry is about you. It's about ministering to your people. It's about building up the kingdom. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Move in a mighty way today. Heal and deliver. Give hope, Lord God. Open up blinded eyes. Hallelujah. Let those who hear, let them be doers of what your word is telling them. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you for these blessings. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we are so happy and excited for the couple of callers on, and we thanking God for this week to hear what God is doing in their lives. And we want to say tune in every day to the same number, 858-683-1334, to New Destiny Ministries. It comes on at 1 o'clock Pacific Time, 2 o'clock Mountain Time, 3 o'clock Central Time, and 4 o'clock Eastern Time, New Destiny Ministries with Evangelist Adrian Bernard. And we just thank God for her opening up this door and allowing us to have this time to minister and be ministered to, because when we hear testimonies, we are thankful to God that she allowed us to have this time and to give her a little break from ministering every day. So she comes on Monday through Friday. So if you get a chance, tune in to New Destiny Ministry, and you will be blessed by the something's happening with my laptop, so my husband and I are trying to get things together to open up the lines of our guest, and we're going to go now because she has an appointment she has to be at. So we're going to open up the line of Sister Marguerite, and she is the cousin of a dear friend that was just here from Chicago visiting us, a 15-hour drive, and she drove here, she and her granddaughter Symphony, and we were so happy to see her. We hadn't seen her in, oh my God, a long, long, long time. But we connected on Facebook, and I know a lot of people don't like Facebook, but I am a Facebooker, and I love the fact that we can connect with our friends and connect with people on the Facebook. I just love it. So we're going to open up the line of 980-0378 is the last four, honey. We're having, hold on, guests. We're here. We're just having a little difficulty with it. And I just want to give this testimony. This is just so awesome. I had been trying to get on to the onto our studio for this whole week. I don't know why the Lord had just impressed on me to go to the studio, but I hadn't been able to get through. I couldn't open up our station. And so on yesterday, didn't do anything about it, but on yesterday I text Evangelist Bernard and asked her, what's happening? I hadn't been able to get on into the studio. Well, she said, I asked her, did she change the password? And so she sent me the password, and she said, well, how were you able to do your broadcast last week? And I was like, oh, my God. I said, I don't know how I was able to. God opened up, even though she had changed the password, God opened the broadcast up so that we could hear the testimony last week of Pastor Dr. Nathaniel Granger, who is a dear friend from Chicago. We have to thank God for that. Was a miracle. That was a miracle that God did. Opened up that line so that we could do our broadcast. And I'm telling you, don't tell me what my God won't do. Don't tell me what my God won't do. So we just praising God. And is your line open, Marguerite? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, amen. I'm like, my screen is frozen, so I can't see anything. But just thank God for you sharing your testimony with us. And I don't personally know Marguerite, but I have a daughter named Marguerite, so we have kindred spirits.
Amen. God. Amen.
Well, thank you. Thank you for, and she comes from, I don't know her personally, but I know a lot of her family members and went to church with her grandmother and cousins. And so I don't know how we didn't get a chance to meet each other, but at the right time, God brought us together. And so now you're able to come on. They Overcame and give a broadcast to encourage someone in the Lord. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Amen. And she lives in another part of North Carolina, because isn't it something how God, we didn't meet in Chicago, but here we are, both of us living away from our the state that we were born in, but here in North Carolina, and able to give God the praise and the glory and the honor for the things that he's done in our lives. And now tell us a little bit about yourself, Marie. You are from Chicago. You're part of the Morgan family.
Yes. I was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois. I moved to Indiana later on, you know, in the years. I stayed in Indiana for a long time, but I've been out here in Charlotte for about a year now, off and on. I was here a couple years, well, in 2010, and I stayed for maybe a year, and I went back to Indiana, and now I'm back.
I don't know. We got here because my husband's job moved us here for a motor company. They moved us here. What brought you to North Carolina?
Well, one reason, my health. You know, okay. It's pretty cold in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the weather is pretty, it's all right here as far as, you know, my health wise is concerned, but my daughter, she lives here, so I stay with her for right now. But yes, my health had a lot to do with it.
Amen. We do. Mm-hmm. We have all seasons, but they're very mild, and so much more mild than than Chicago. We suffer to get, we're around
yeah.
in the same age group, and we suffer some severe winters. As kids, I remember snow being up to your knees. I mean,
oh,
literally.
Yeah. Right.
So I just thank God that he didn't give every area in the United States the same weather. And those of us that choose to, or by the unction of the Lord, or
okay.
by the unction of our health,
yes.
can get away and, you know, live someplace else. So we just thank God for you, and we thank God for your cousin. I so enjoyed her visiting last week, and her trip was cut short because she needed to get back for some things that she had to do. But it was such a joy seeing her and being with her. We raised kids together, and her girls are between my boys. And her youngest is actually, well, they're her girls are a little older, but her youngest is actually the same age as my second child. And so we did birthday parties together, and just always was a joy with Andreen, and her personality and just her love for God is just so outstanding. Despite the things that she's gone through, I'm going to have to get her on. I asked her to call in today. Maybe I'll text her while you're giving your testimony and have her to But
okay.
I want to get her testimony. She has an awesome testimony. All of our testimonies are awesome. I always say that no testimony is too small. No testimony is too big. You know, but we just want to hear about the things that God is doing in the lives of his people. It inspires. I know that I'm inspired, honey. I know that you are too. We're inspired when we hear the things that God is doing in the lives of his people. He's just an awesome God. Just like I was just giving a testimony about him opening up the Blog Talk line, even though we didn't have the current password. Evangelist Bernard is very, very busy. She's very busy, so that's probably why she didn't even think about giving us the password. But God opened up the line so that we could do the testimonies, and that just speaks to him wanting this broadcast to be here. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Because I know it blesses us, and as I look at our stats, and I see that maybe I don't have a lot of callers that call in, but people are listening to the testimonies over the internet, or they can go back into the archives and listen to them. But the guy is doing some great things, and Margarita, I can talk forever, but I'm going to give you a chance. I know you said that you had a doctor's appointment. I'm going to give you a chance to give your testimony this morning. So take it away, Marguerite.
There's so many things that God has doing and did for me through the years that I've been fellowshipping with the Lord, you know. But one testimony I do want to give, he done a great thing in my life, was he delivered me from drugs. Back in the 90s, late 80s, early 90s, I was out there smoking crack and taking whatever got me high. I did it, you know, and thank God for bringing me off the streets and delivering me from that. You know, it was the mighty thing he done. Mighty thing, you know. It wasn't, you know, a lot of people try to do it on their own. You go to rehab. I went to rehab. I went and stayed 30 days, matter of fact, you know. I believe if I hadn't went, I might have, you know, sometimes that's escape. I might have been dead or in jail. You never know, you know. God allowed me to go there and stay 30 days, clear my head to think, you know. And also, I had a praying mother, you know.
Yeah.
She prayed, you know, for me. And I could feel the prayers, because a lot of times I was in situations, I could have OD'd. I didn't, you know. Thank God for that. And I could have been killed out there in the streets, you know. And, but God allowed me to go to the rehab to just to clear my mind and get away from the influences that had me thinking, you know, correctly without all the drugs in me, you know.
Right.
And I was brought up in the church, so I'm thinking, I'm like, well, okay, when I get out of here, I got to do something. I can't go back to the way I was, you know, such a dangerous lifestyle. And I had a friend. So he took me to church I grew up in. I told him I wanted to go to church, and he took me. he went off, you know, he didn't drop me off. He went in, too. And we both got saved that same day. Isn't that something? We got saved the same day. But just because you saved, that don't mean the devil's going to let up on you.
Oh, no.
I just, you know, kept on, and I tried to stay in church as much as I could, you know. By me staying in Indiana, and the church I went to was way in Chicago. It was kind of hard for me to get back and forth, but I had his daughter. She prayed with me every day. It wasn't a day that went by that she didn't pray with me. She was a babe in the Lord also, but as we both prayed together, God did a lot for us, you know. She grew in the Lord, and also as she helped me, you know. And I thank God for that to this day, you know. But it was a battle, but God, he gave me strength to fight it, you know. Even when he filled me with the Holy Spirit, it didn't take long. He knew I needed more help besides, you know, just what I was doing, because the enemy was constantly talking, you know. I talk in your ear, you do this, you got in one ear and the devil another, you know. And you go down the street, you can get you a hit, you know. And I probably could have. I'm like, no, I'm not. I can't do it. You know, I know all it takes is one, and then you back. You know, I grabbed my Bible, and I started reading and praying and calmed down. And so, the Lord taught me. He said, and I thought it was my imagination. Like, quit the whining. I'm gonna feel you tonight. I'm like, oh my God, was that me? You know.
So people don't believe God to talk to you like that. He meets you
like
where you are.
You know, so I'm like, okay, well, you know what? I'll find out when I get to church. It was a Friday night. I know we'll forget it. So we had service Friday night. I went, and so the pastor, of course, he had an altar call and called, anybody want a prayer? You know, I'm getting up as much as I can to get prayer. So
no.
I got up and for prayer, and as soon as he touched me, I mean, the Lord filled me right then. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, oh, my God, this is so much better than getting high. So, you know, it was just, I can't hardly describe it. It just felt so good, you know. And it gave me strength, of course, you know. And the Holy Spirit started dealing with me, talking to me, you know, from then on. And he probably was talking to me all along. I just wasn't listening, you know. But it just gave me more strength, you know, to make it through, you know. And that led up to other things coming, you know. God sees things coming before we do, you know. He knows what's going to happen. But I thank God, you know, for that, you know, how he brought me out and been keeping me ever since.
Yeah. We, you know, God meets us where we are. I remember one time the Lord told me, I'm not surprised. I knew who you were when I saved you. I knew what I was getting. I'm not surprised. I was sharing with Andrea, and I said, you know, I used to wonder, why can't I be like so-and-so, and why can't, you know, I'm Billy.
I'm
a jokester, and, you know, and I said, why can't I be serious? Why can't I'll say, okay, I'm going to go, and I'm not going to say anything, but I'm a talker. And so, but a lot of times we want to change ourselves, but God wants us just the way we are, and he will meet us. You know, stop the whining. I'm going to feel you.
Yeah.
You know, some people, Some people would think, you know, that wasn't God, but that's God.
Right,
that's
right.
That's God. You know, that's how he does. That's how he does. So that's a blessing. That is a blessing that we have had. We have had other guests. As a matter of fact, Sister Charlene Davis, who was on our broadcast, and she was on drugs for years. She was on drugs, and we have everybody's mic open, so she was on drugs for years and years and years, but God saved her, similar to a story like yours, and now she is an awesome woman of God and just doing ministry and doing the things of God. So, you know, no situation, nothing, as evangelist Sandra Riley says, nothing is too hard for God.
That's
so
right.
We just thank and praise God for you coming on and giving your testimony and, you know, letting us know that even, you know, God will give us faith to clear our head, to be able. I know that there are a lot of, I have a dear friend that I don't know if she's still on drugs, but was on drugs for, I know, 30 years. And whenever I would talk to her, she would, you know, always tell me, don't stop praying for me. You know, don't stop praying for me. She said, this is not going to be my end. You know, I am going to be saved. And, you know, God will give us that faith and, you know, give us the desire, because in Philippians it says that God would work both to will and to do his good pleasure into us. So we just thank God, Marguerite, that you know, even people that don't have the foundation, but you had the foundation in you, being raised in the church, being raised by a praying mother. But we thank God that you did heed to the voice of the Lord, and now you can share. We thank you for sharing your story with us this morning, your testimony this morning. And I know that there are so many things. I know that something that impacted Andreen's life, and that as I was talking to her about a guest for today, she was sharing with, well, she didn't share with me. She just said, oh, my cousin Marguerite, well, she doesn't call you Marguerite, but my cousin.
Well, we won't say what she called me.
Yeah, we won't say that, but
okay.
She was telling me, she has some awesome testimonies, and she called, we were in the car, and she called me right then, and you shared with me the experience that you had with God using you in the spirit to save a baby one time. Do you have enough time to share that with us?
Yes, it's happened so fast. You know, this was years ago, you know, and I had experienced God, you know, coming, bringing me out of my body before, but I was younger, and it was, you know, just briefly, you know, and but this time it was like, you know, I think the way I was living, I felt, I'll put it like this, I felt like a spy in the spirit. That's how I felt. I had that feeling before he even did that. I just felt like a spy, you know, they send people in to check things out, and, you know, and so one day I was laying there, and, you know, and all of a sudden it was like I came out, God took me out of my body. It wasn't frightening or anything, you know, so I just, it went with it, you know. Any other time I feel like something was going to happen, I'm like pleading the blood of Jesus, you know, what is this, you know. But I just went with it, and next thing I know, I was in another country. It looked like Africa somewhere. It was like they were out and doing some kind of ceremony thing, something like you would see on TV, you know, all this tribal dancing and all that. And I went in this tent. Somebody seen me. I went in this tent or hut or whatever and just grabbed the baby out and came out. And next thing I knew, I was back in my body. I don't know what happened to the baby. I was like, wow, did that really happen? If you know, until I didn't say a word to anybody about it. I'm still thinking about it. I'm like, what in the world? And so one day me and a friend of mine was praying, and she came. She just said, she was like, ask God taking you and saving this baby. And I knew that was God, because I hadn't said anything, you know. So I knew that was God. I said, that happened for real.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, God says, I mean, that it's just like last week, us not having the password. God is moving in our world.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing miraculous things that, you know, that we, like you said, you didn't know whether it was real or not until God revealed to you that it was real. He let
right.
Someone tell you, you know, what you had experienced, and that is
right.
So our God, and so I just
and I hadn't told anybody that I did that on purpose, not to tell. I'm like, I'm still thinking about it. I'm like, oh my God, am I, you know? And so he let me know. Uh huh. Yeah. It, you know, sometimes we have dreams that seem real, you know, and you be thinking,
right.
Oh my God, that was so. But this was not a dream. This really happened, you know. It was awful.
Yeah, I was sharing with Marguerite that Bishop Norman Wagner used to always talk about how God took him out of his body and would travel around the city, and you know, he had experienced that. I've never experienced that, and to hear someone else, you know, the Bible says that out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let that thing be established in Billy's vernacular, let that thing be established. But anyway, God is doing some great things in the lives of his people, and he just wants us to share, Marguerite, the things that he's doing. You know, the Bible says that, as a matter of fact, that's where we got the name of our broadcast from. In Revelation, they overcame him, who, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So people are delivered through our testimony. People are inspired through our testimony. You know, people get to know what God really can do. And in the situations that they are in, they are able to see that, you know, well, if God can do that for Marguerite, if God can do that for Charlotte, you know, if God
yeah.
can do that for Michelle and Steve, get their marriage back together, if God can take Pastor, we had a pastor on that lived a homosexual life for over 20 years, was
mm-hmm.
raised her partner, she and her partner raised her partner's son for 20 years, and now she is a woman of God. She's completely delivered from homosexuality. You know, that inspires
mm-hmm.
people. That, you know, that lets them know that we serve a great God. We serve
yes.
one that there is no thing. And that's what the devil doesn't want us to know. He wants us to, oh, yeah, you can be delivered from, you know, something so slight. Yeah, you know, you broke your toe and it healed, or, you know, you broke your fingernail and it grew back. You know, that he doesn't,
right.
you know, he don't mind, you know, and that. But to know that God can deliver someone from something that they enjoy, because
right.
I'm sure that you didn't do drugs because you didn't enjoy it. You enjoy,
right.
you know, getting
right.
high, but
right.
but God said no, you know, no, that's not your future. And now
mm-hmm.
here you are, a woman of God, and you know, praying, and I thank you for sharing with us this morning, you know, the things that God has done in your life. And, you know, God bless you, and we hope we don't make you late for your
appointment. Well, when I get through, I'm going to hang up and I'll be out the door.
Okay.
Well, I thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for sharing your testimony with us, and you have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, amen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we just, I mean, I'm just so happy, you know, that we were able to hear the testimony of Uncle Lee. And now we have another dear friend of ours, a kind of newlywed, but a woman of God that my husband worked with her, and now we're friends. We're all friends, and she lives in North Carolina too. So woohoo, North Carolina, go! Are you there, Angela?
I am blessed and highly favored, and I hope it's the same for you and your hubby. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Thank God for you sharing
with us this morning. I've been trying to get Angela on for a while. So I'm telling on you now.
Forgive
Angela,
me.
So. But you know,
forgive
we have
me
lives
because I have been trying for a while. Because God is so so good.
He is good.
And
but
I have a testimony.
I understand. I understand, and I tell people, I tease them, and you know, I tease them about not calling in. But you know something, God has a time and a time for us when we're supposed to be doing the things, you know, that will, you know, uplift Him. And maybe those times that the person that needed to hear your testimony wasn't on the line. But this is, as my pastor used to say, this is the right time. You're in the right place to hear the right testimony of God. He didn't say testimony, but he said the word, but the right testimony that will help you to get maybe over a hump or help you to be encouraged. And, you know, like I was just telling Marguerite, to know that there is no thing too hard for God, and no testimony is too small. You know, I just want people to know that you don't have to have a testimony that God delivered you from drugs, or God delivered you from homosexuality, or, you know, God has taken you. Our guest last week, Dr. Granger, Dr. Nathaniel Granger, we grew up, as a matter of fact, that phase, you know, around the same time, and he was saying how he was a dropout. He dropped out of high school, and now he has a PhD. You know, that's nothing but God. That's nothing.
Yeah.
I know some people do it without God in their lives. You know, some people do it without God in their lives. But we just give God the glory and the honor that is through His name. So.
Amen.
Angie, thank you for coming on this morning. It's, you know, I know I caught you kind of off guard, but
My pleasure. I just have, being a newlywed, as you said, I have so much going on. My husband just recently had surgery, so I've been dealing with that and a few restless nights, you know, trying to keep an eye on him. But as I said previously, God is a good guy.
Yes,
because he brought him through.
Amen. And I saw that. I was looking at your your wall, and I just learned that last night because I've been saying something else, but your wall. And I saw the picture that you had taken of him lying in the bed at the hospital, and we just thanking God for bringing him through shoulder surgery. Yeah, God is good. God is good.
He is good.
And would you tell us a little bit about Angela before you really get into your testimony? Hails from
I'm a native Detroiter. a native Detroit. I moved to North Carolina 10 years ago and via of my job. I work for Ford Motor Company. I have three wonderful children and four fabulous grandchildren.
yes.
And I'm a child of God. And I've been married. It's been a year this past April to a great guy, God-fearing man, who has shown me more light than all the darkness I've ever had. So I'm lucky in that aspect. It was just, I just want to say that it is my pleasure to be a part of your broadcast, and that I love you both dearly. And just how much I miss Al at work. He knows that when I have my little ups and downs, I need to come to the back and talk to somebody. So, so with him being retired, I had to kind of lean on the walls a little bit. But in aspect of my testimony, I have many. And that saying that if it hadn't been for the Lord on my side, where would I be?
Yeah.
I think somebody's great. I like to start out saying that no matter what, pray. No matter what you're going through, pray. Because he hears and sees all. And when you think he's not with you, he's right there. Just close your eyes and let him guide your steps. I have a little story I want to tell because, like as I said, I have many. But this one particular story is the story that brought me back to Christ. I grew up in the church, and let me say that I had a praying grandmother. And she let me know that she was always praying for me every time I walked in and out of her home, rest her soul. I'm a recovering addict. My drug of choice was crack cocaine, and I laced it with tobacco. So to me, that was a double, now that, you know, in my realization, that was a double whammy. I was really trying to kill myself slowly.
Mm.
However, this one episode that took me back to Christ started out one morning where I had, I owed the drug man. And I owed the drug man so that he came to my job and literally got my whole check. I was $2 short of what I owed him for the week. And that was my realization that you must be losing your mind. So I go home. Mind you, then I had two children. And I go home, and I go home broke on payday. I didn't have to explain anything because at the time, my father's children and I were living together, and he was also doing drugs. So me having no money was no big deal to us. However, later that day, this is all episodes that happened in one day. Later that day, again, I got up, I got my kids dressed, I got home from work, I got my kids together, and of course, I was going to find some drugs, some kind of way, because I could always get credit. They would always give me credit because I had such a good job, and I have to thank God for keeping me so that I could continue to have that job. So, however, I got my kids together, and I took them to my cousin's house, what I normally did while I went and got high. And I was going to get high. My children's father was a mechanic, so he was always out in the yard doing, you know, little odd-end jobs to support his habit. So, anyway, I drop the kids off. And I go get some credit, and I get high, and I come back, and I tell them, oh, I got to make another run. I'll be right back. By this time, it's like evening. So Estella, I never got high at the get high house. I always would get my stuff and take it with me. So this particular time I did that, I took it, and I went home. And after I got done doing what I did, I said, I don't want to go get no more credit because I didn't like giving up my whole check like that. And that was like the first time that that had ever happened to me. And it was around Christmas time, too. So anyway, I go back to the house. I get high. And I look at my microwave. And I say, shoot, I'm going to take this microwave. He'll take it. So I walk because I didn't have any gas. I was just about bare on gas. I had called them and asked them to keep my kids because I couldn't even go pick them back up. This is how low it got. So I go and I take the microwave, and I walk the microwave 5 blocks to the crack house. 5 blocks I walk to the crack house. Now, mind you, I said this is in December, so it's kind of cold outside. And I'm walking bundled up with a microwave in my hand. Just imagine the look that I got, first of all. Anywho, I get there, and I say, you know, what can you get me for this microwave? I won't get paid till next week again, blah, blah, blah. He's like, well, let me plug it in to see if it works. When he plugged that microwave in, it did not work. No light, no ding, no button. The microwave did not work. So, of course, I couldn't get no crack. So I'm discouraged now and I'm frustrated. So I walk back to my house and I sit the microwave down. And when I sat it down, I kind of lost my balance and I fell to my knees because I wasn't even sitting it. Don't ask me why. This is how the Lord works. I wasn't even sitting it on a counter. I was sitting it on the couch. And when I sat it on the couch, I fell to my knees. Thank you, Jesus. And I asked God to take this desire and remove it from my spirit. That I wanted to live and that I wanted to raise my children. That night went on, and I didn't get any crack that night. That very next morning, my father knocked on my door, and he said, oh, let me go back. I plugged that microwave in that next morning, and it worked fine. That's the kind of God that we serve. I asked my father to, my father came over that morning and he said, where are your kids? I said, oh, they're at Mighty's house. I'll let them spend the night. Now, he never came in and he never changed his expression on his face. He said, I know what you're doing. And if you don't stop and go get yourself some help, I'm going to take your children. Those words cut me like a knife because I love my kids. And little did I know how damaging it could be to them for me to be out on drugs and to lose them. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Praise your holy name. So after my dad told me that, that prior day was the last day that I thought about crack cocaine. I dreamed about it, don't get me wrong, but that was the last time I thought about using. I went to church that following Sunday, and I went to the altar, and again I asked the Lord, remove this desire from my spirit, Lord, I want to live. I want to raise my children. I don't want anyone else to raise my children. And I honestly believe in my heart, if I did not have children, that I would not be making the testimony today. So along with the Lord's grace and mercy, my father's overwhelming outburst and my desire to change my life, I'm clean today.
Hallelujah.
I'm clean today over 20-some years. And as I said, I have 3 beautiful children and 4 wonderful grandchildren, and I'm so grateful for what God has done in my life from previous to my addiction to now. He has been so, so good to me. And I want everybody to know that there is a God, because I had doubts, but there is a God, and he's always been there.
Yeah.
He was walking with me when I walked that microwave those 5 blocks, and he walked with me all the way back, and he brought me to my knees because he knew how much I needed him and how much I loved him despite of what I was doing to my temple, which is my body, which is my body, his temple. And if it had not been for the Lord, I know I've been dead.
Oh, yes.
I've been dead. He has magnified me. He has more than abundantly given me grace and mercy in my life through it all. And if nothing else, praise him in advance because your deliverance is coming. You just have to be patient and know that it's in his time and not in ours. And I'm so grateful that he brought me through and he delivered me so that I could be the mother that I am today and the grandmother that I am today. And like I said, if I had not had a praying grandmother, every time I walked in and out my grandmother's door, she would say, "I'm praying for you." And I'd shrug it off like, really, in my mind, I was probably saying, "Shut up. I don't need you to pray for me. I got this." Lo and behold, knowing I had nothing. I had nothing.
Yes.
And I owe it all to God.
Yes.
Every day I owe it all to God. Because he's real. He is so real. All you got to do is let him in. Let him in your life. And you will see how much further you can go. How much higher you can be. You know, sometimes people tell you, "Oh, you think you're high and mighty." No, 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 no. I'm not high and mighty. I'm high and humble because I humble myself to him. And I give him all the praise and the glory every day, throughout the day. There's no specific time to pray. And I really want to iterate that to people that there's no specific time to pray. I pray all the time because I don't want him to think that I've forgotten about him and that I know that he's the works that's in my life and that as long as he's walking with me, I can walk right. No, I'm not perfect. He's the only perfect one. But I want to continue to walk in his graces until I leave here. And I try to instill that in everyone that I talk to and everyone that I meet. My daughter says, "You always say that, Mom. Pray about it." My daughter is one of those people that she wants my opinion on everything that she does. She's 22 years old. And a lot of times I have an opinion. But I want her to know that Christ is who leads her life. So you need to pray about it. If you're undecided, pray about it. If you're discouraged, pray about it. If you're lonely, pray about it. Okay. Been there too. Just pray about it. Because God gives us everything we need. And on my ending note, I want to tell everybody, pray hardest when it's the hardest to pray. And he'll answer you. He'll answer you. You just got to open up and receive. And the faith of a mustard seed brings you close to God. Glory to the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah. You never know what
people. I want to thank you all for that.
Go on.
No, I just want to say honor God and he'll honor you. Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. You never know. You never know what people's lives are like under their or in their lives. You never know what people have gone through in their lives. And thank you, Angela. I went to a women's conference from our church, the Point Church, and the speaker was talking about our pretty, pretty face. And she said, when you come out, we have our pretty, pretty face on. So I never would have thought that you were addicted to the point that you were, that you would even think
about. I hear that so much, Billy. I hear that so much. What? You were on drugs? Yes. I have a testimony. Yes, I was on drugs. And, yes, my kid, I had to borrow gifts from a girlfriend of mine that Christmas, my kids, because I had messed up my money that bad. So, yeah. It, no matter how you look, and the other shocking part of that was that I had no idea that my father knew. I thought I was wearing a coat of armor. Nobody knew I was getting high. I was still doing everything I used to do. I was just broke. But nobody knew I was smoking crack. Oh, everybody knew. Billy, everybody knew. And I have so many testimonies, Billy. And I do plan to visit again with you guys because he is the head of my life, and he wants me to tell my story.
Oh yes, he wants all of us. I mean, our testimonies are our way of helping people. I say it all the time. We don't know who, and when Al prays, he always says that. You know, that the broadcast, the ministry will touch someone's life that needs to hear, you know, just what we've gone through and how God can bring us out. You know, the guest that we had on before you, Marguerite, she was saying similar to your story. She didn't say anybody confronted her, but, you know, she said that she just got to the place where she said, Lord, I was brought up in the church, and let me confess this. My boys were raised in the church, and I thought some of the things that we've gone through with them that it wasn't, we won't ever have to go through that, you know. But I didn't recognize, you know, that I needed to pray. When they were saying, pray for the salvation of your family, I was praying for my cousins and praying for my siblings and, you know, my aunts and my uncles and not praying for my sons because they're saved. But you're right,
yes,
Angela.
I feel you.
We have to pray. We have to.
Yes, we do.
Pray is our lifeline.
Yes.
Prayer is our lifeline. It is our lifeline to God. And honey.
Good morning, Angela.
Good morning. God bless you.
It's such a blessing to hear from you this morning and just an awesome testimony. I know that we would talk from time to time, and I remember those times that you would kind of leave the warehouse and come in just to kind of let off some steam or take a breath or, you know, just step away. And yeah, I not a whole lot I miss about Ford. There's a couple of things I miss. Of course I miss Ford's money. Outside of that, one of the highlights of my working there was after when I came to North Carolina, just having the opportunity of working with you. You were really like a breath of fresh air. You were, typically we talked about those times that you just would have to walk away. But what I saw most of you were that you were just always such a pleasant, diligent worker, no problems whatsoever. I mean, I just saw you as that person that if I was the boss, if I was in control, you're the one that I would want on my team. And it was just a pleasure to be around you. And just thank God for sharing your testimony with us today, because I know that, you know, from time to time we were talking, you would kind of talk about some of the things you were going through then and some of the recent things you had gone through. But I guess we didn't get that deep for me to like Billy. I didn't know it had gotten that deep for you, but because what I saw was just how you know far God had brought you, and that's a testimony in and of itself.
Exactly, you saw the new me.
that was the new me, and the new you was such a beautiful
renewed
thing.
Spirit.
That just shows you how God can. Those songs that talk about picking people up, you know, pick me up and turn me around, and other songs
talk about clean me up.
And we just thank God for his saving grace, and you are walking testimony of his saving grace and the deliverance that goes with it. And we just want the world to know that whatever it is that you're in, you can be delivered from. There is absolutely no thing at all that is too hard for God. I gave the remark, I think it was last week, that people talk about where there's life, there's hope, but it goes beyond that. Wherever there's Jesus, there is hope, because Jesus even walked into a situation where all hope was gone, where even life itself was gone. Lazarus was dead, and Jesus said, but I am the resurrection, and I am the life, and he's going to live again. And he did live again. So your situation, whoever is listening, even though it seems like it's just a dead situation, Jesus is still on the throne. Call on his name, as Angela said. Pray hard. As long as you seek the Lord, then he's just there to hear you and to help you. You know, if we will just cry unto him, he will hear us, he will help us, he will deliver us. And just thank you for that testimony. It's an awesome word of God this morning.
And let me interject. A lot of people say, you know, when they hear people pray and they pray out loud, and, you know, they may say some eloquent words, and, you know, they may, you know, be able to put a prayer together, and it just sounds so, wow, I could never pray like that. But prayer is not a form or a fashion. It's simply talking to your Father. It's not, you know, the words that you say. If you just come to God and be yourself, like that was what you said. God says, "Stop your whining. I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna feel you." You know, God meets us where we are. If you say, "Yo, Dad, I can't. You know, I can't get this together. Help me." However, you come to God, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, if you're sounding like anyone else. For years, I dealt with that. Even in my saved life, why can't I be like, you know, so-and-so? Why can't I have this, you know, persona that I'm just, you know, God, you just called me to preach, and here I am. I'm Billy. I'm going to make people laugh, not trying to, but I'm going to make people laugh. And, you know, God uses us where we are, and that's how we are to come to God. We're to come to God and pray however it is that we pray. It doesn't matter about the words. It doesn't matter about, you know, God, that scripture, you know that scripture that you said, you know, you would help me if I called you. Just pray. Just pray.
That's right.
And like Angela said, the Bible says, pray always. Pray always. And prayer is not always on your knees. It's just you talking to God. God, sometimes I'm like, I'm in the car and I'm like, okay, Lord, did you see what he just did to me? They just cut me off. Keep me. You know?
Amen.
So my boy said, Mom, you have road rage. And I said, I don't have road rage, but, you know, I guess but I'll ask God, okay, Lord, now you're going to have to help me with this one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But thank you, Angela, for coming on and giving us that testimony.
No problem at all.
We're
I shall return.
Yeah, we're looking forward to you coming on and sharing with us, you know, some more of your testimony. It's just, you know, thank you for answering my call yesterday to come on.
No problem.
And
I
you
love
know,
you
like
too.
I said,
you know that.
Yes, and we love you too. We do have to get together, and
definitely. I got one more little thing I want to say to your audience.
Sure.
When you enter his presence
right
with praise, he enters your circumstances with power.
Yes.
Praise be to God. Praise be to God.
Amen. And we just want to invite anyone that's on the broadcast, call in and give your testimony. No testimony is too small, and no testimony is too big. You may not have gone through what Angela has gone through, or Marguerite has gone through, or any of the other guests that we've had on the broadcast ministry, the ministry and podcast. But your testimony is important. It's needed. People are going through things, and they need to hear that someone else has gone through the same thing or a similar thing or just gone through, period, and are able to, you know, still get through it because of God. So just call in. We're here every Saturday. We're here every Saturday at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's 7 o'clock a.m. Central Time. It's 4 o'clock Mountain Time. I have to add Mountain Time on now because that's where Dr. Granger is in Mountain Time. And it's 5 a.m. It's 5 a.m. Pacific Time. So just call in. I know it's early, especially on the West Coast, it's early. But just call in and give your testimony and inspire someone. I always say, empty out your praise coffers so that God can fill them up. Yeah, we're going to go through tests, but let our test be our testimony and share it and inspire someone else to know that they can get through this thing. So we are just thanking Angela, and I'm gonna ask you, Angela, to end us in prayer this morning, if you would.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as humbly as we know how, dear God. We come asking you for your guidance, your strength, and your blessings over this broadcast, dear Lord. Touch each recipient and those that did not receive but wanted to, dear Lord. Touch them in a special way. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Right now, we ask that you do your will be done. Deliver grace and mercy over all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Babe, did you want to say something?
No, just thank you again for being a part of our broadcast, and look forward to seeing you soon and hearing from you again soon.
Yes. That shall be done. You guys have a blessed
Amen.
Day. I love you.
You
we
too.
You.
And please give your husband our love and praying for him and his speedy recovery. How is he doing? How is he doing?
He's doing well. Everything went really well. He's had his poke stop, so he's doing really well. He starts therapy on Monday.
Okay. Now, what did he, because Mark at one time was having problems with his rotator cuff. What did he?
Yeah, they end up doing what they could. They couldn't totally repair it because it had been damaged so long. So basically he did what he could do as far as repairing it, and then he also had a tendon that was separated, and he repaired that. So.
Okay.
It looked good. Because they actually can take pictures now of everything. So he took before and after pictures, so it looks real well. It's not 100%, but it's close to 100% now.
Amen. Well, we'll look for God to complete the
percentage to to
we know 100%. He will. We know he will.
Yes, yes.
And he has a testimony too. I just have to talk him into getting on this line. But on a very short note, let me tell you that he woke up. He went under, praising God, and he woke up praising God.
Amen.
Yes, he did. And I didn't ask because when they let me come back after and while he was in recovery, I heard him. I heard him praying. I said, "Oh, I know where he's at. I can hear him." Yes, he is definitely a God-fearing man.
Amen. That's the only way. That's the only way. I don't see how people survive in this world, especially in times that we're living in. And they don't have God in their life. But you know they say there are no atheists in the foxhole.
Mm-hmm.
So in the times that we're living in, you're calling on somebody.
Amen.
So.
You're right. You're right about that. You're calling on somebody.
Might
so true.
It should be the right one, but you know, in God's own time, He brings each of us to the place of salvation where we want him and know that, you know, he wants us. Yeah. So we just thank God for the broadcast today. Thank you for calling in. Are you on your way to your weekly thing?
Yeah, I'm on my way. I'm here now. I just walked in here. Yeah.
Well,
Definitely. But we owe you guys a visit, so we're going to come out next, and hopefully it'll be sooner than later, as soon as he gets able to get around a little bit better with that other hand. We're going to definitely get out there. I want to visit your church desperately. I do.
Okay. Your guys doing great things in the ministry. Yes,
okay, I've got some information to share with you too, and I'll probably be calling back next week because I want to share something with you. But you know, we'll talk on the phone prior to me making the announcement.
Okay, great. Okay, we'll do that. All right, you have a blessed day and a successful day.
You too, dear.
All right,
bye bye.
Okay, bye bye. Jesus, wow, just two awesome testimonies, honey. Two awesome God glorifying testimonies. God is just
Amen.
Doing it.
Yes, just shows that God is still working. He's still in the saving and delivering business, and people just want to encourage people to look to Him. He's the answer to no matter what your situation is. There is an answer. His name is Jesus. And he's there for you. There's no one that he will not come to if we just reach out to him. We just thank God for that.
Amen. Yes, we are. We are so blessed by this ministry ourselves. We just thank God for allowing us to be a part of the ministry. To hear the things, because it encourages me, honey. I know that you're encouraged too, but it just encourages me to hear the things that God is doing in the lives of his people, and you know, to know that no matter how bleak things look and how your back may be against the wall, there is an answer, and his name is Jesus, and he's there, willing and well able to bring you out of any situation, to bring you out of any predicament that you've gotten yourself into. And he's able and he's willing. He's willing to do that. He's willing to do that for you. And we're here to let you hear the testimonies of people just like you. You know, the Bible says that Abraham and David and, you know, Mary, Joseph, they were like men. Paul said, we're like men. We're just like you. We're men just like you. We're just walking around, two legs. You know, we're not superhuman. You know, we feel pain. We're like men. And this is what God has done in our lives. And then the Bible says he's no respecter of persons. So what he's done in someone else's life, he can do in your life, and he's willing to do it, and he's able to do it if we just allow him. So I thank God for the broadcast today, and I just want to send a word out to my grandson who graduated from preschool on yesterday, and he was in a Christian preschool, and I just thank God for the foundation that he's received there, learning his scriptures and, you know, praying. We were going to his graduation, and my son had him this past week, and we were going to leaving to go to the graduation. And so when we got in the car, John turned to John Jr. and he said, it's your turn to pray. And to hear him pray, I mean, I was like, wow, listen to my baby, you know, praying. But that's something that they do every morning that he's with his dad. You know, he prays, and he knows how to pray. I mean, he prayed a prayer. And it wasn't, you know, like a little kid's prayer. He prayed for his classmates. He prayed for his mom and dad. He just prayed. John Jr., Granny loves you and so proud of what you're accomplishing and proud that you love the Lord. And you know, we're going to pray. We're not going to make the mistake that we made with the son. We're going to, no matter what your foundation is, we're going to pray that God keep you and use you in a mighty way in the kingdom. So, honey, do you have anything else to say?
No. We just thank God for the show this morning, an awesome show, of God's power. And we just thank you for hosting us and letting God use you to build up the faith and the encouragement of the saints in the world. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, my computer is not working, honey, so if you would, maestro, please. And God bless you, and thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening to the podcast with me.
I just want to pray
forever, come on.
Forever.